This is KCUR 89.3. A lot of high school students taking career track classes spend all or part of a day off-site at a district career center. But in Olathe, these programs are integrated into the five high schools. KCUR's Ellie Moxley went to Olathe Northwest to check out the e-communication program.
So then you'll hit next preset.
It's lights, camera, action every Thursday on the set of ONW Now, Olathe Northwest's broadcast news show.
3, 2, 1.
On Monday, January 14th, the 40th governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, was sworn into office.
Back in the control room, senior Lily Beckwith watches the broadcast. She knows how hard reading from the teleprompter can be because she was in the anchor chair yesterday.
Anchoring and speaking was a little bit hard for me in the beginning, but looking back at my first Raven Minutes, and I anchored one yesterday, and just seeing how much I've improved.
Beckwith has been interested in media production for a long time. In middle school, she would make videos and post them to her YouTube channel. But Beckwith's middle school fed into Olathe East, and e-communication, the digital media program, was at Olathe Northwest.
It definitely was a bit of a decision that I had to make, especially at that young of age, like leaving all my friends and what I've known to go to a school where I knew no one.
Really, once they change schools, they become a part of that high school, and you don't even really think about the kids being transfer students once they're there.
Angela Epps is the 21st Century Academy's coordinator for Olathe Public Schools. Olathe offers more traditional career education at the Olathe Advanced Technical Center, automotive technology, construction trades, culinary arts. But far more students enroll in one of the 21st Century Academies, which provide a path into a professional career.
This gives the students who have that idea that I've wanted to be a paleontologist since I was 5, or I've wanted to be a doctor since I was 5, or a teacher, whatever the case may be, a way to focus all 4 years of high school in that career field.
The only catch is students might have to go to a different high school than their friends.
When we go through the list of academies, you can kind of hear the oohs and ahs of, oh, phew, that one's at my home high school, or, oh, that's not at my home high school.
High schoolers don't have to be part of an academy. About a quarter of Olathe high school students end up enrolling in one. Academy students take at least one class with peers in the same career track every year. There are also 21st Century Academy-specific sections of some courses. For example, sophomores and juniors in the Public Safety Academy at Olathe West take Spanish for First Responders instead of Spanish 3. These classes are integrated in the regular school day.
They're going to class, and this class might happen to be an academy class, and this class is their science class, and this class is their English class. So it helps them maintain that typical high school experience.
To get the same experience in other school districts, students have to get on a bus and go to the district career center.
It sits over there in kind of like a different place, a different campus. And what I would like to see is less of an artificial barrier.
That's Clyde McQueen, president of the Full Employment Council, a workforce development agency that helps Missouri school districts. He thinks schools need to make career and technical education more accessible. Kendall Batten, a senior at Olathe East who switched high schools to be in the Design Academy, likes not having to go to another campus.
It's really nice to have it integrated because I feel like I don't have to deal with travel time and the teachers are there, and so I can go in during lunch and I can get help.
Beckwith, the aspiring journalist, hasn't regretted her decision to switch schools either.
Since e-com is such a big part of our school, I wouldn't want to have an environment at one school and then go back to my home school. It's just very nice that it's so inclusive.
More than 2,000 Olathe students are currently enrolled in one of the 21st Century Academies, and that number has gone up every year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll learn why charter schools haven't been as quick to adopt career and technical education.